You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
In case you missed catching the headlines today, the biggest name in Indian business held its annual general meeting today. RIL, or Reliance Industries Limited, that big name of the Indian economy led by Mukesh Ambani, shared its numbers today. The company announced a host of new decisions that could impact many sectors across the economy. Let's do a quick check on what has been said so far. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day. Reliance's 41st Annual General Meeting. A Money Control exclusive.
Reliance Industries Limited held its 41st annual general meeting today. Mint had noted last year that RIL's annual shareholder meetings have always seemed like a big fat Indian wedding. Everyone wants to go and grab a bite. Considering that Reliance Industries Limited is credited with kicking off an equity culture in India, that seems a fair assessment. Besides, Reliance has rewarded shareholders generously over the years. Mr. Ambani noted at last year's AGM that if a person had invested 1,000 rupees in his company back in 1977, that amount would have been worth rupees 16.5 lakh in 2017. And since this is Reliance, let's look at the scale of the meeting. RIL has approximately 2.4 million retail shareholders. 33 years ago, in 1985, 12,000 shareholders attended the Reliance AGM in Mumbai. In 1986, that number shot up to 35,000. Last year, 2,000 people attended while most people watched the proceedings over the internet, especially the chairman's speech. Also, shareholders received a 1:1 bonus offer. RIL Chairman Mukesh Ambani noted the conglomerate's continued success and remarked that it is going through a golden decade. Ambani said, and I quote, "Profits are up by 20.6% to 36,075 crore rupees. Reliance has reached an inflection point," unquote. He mentioned that Jio and the retail business's share in overall EBITDA, or earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, has risen from 2% to 13%. In last year's AGM, telecom arm Jio took center stage, with Ambani's heirs son Akash and daughter Isha launching the new Jio phone. There was a near spectacle with a display of the trailer from the film Bahubali 2 thrown in as well. This year, the company continued with its trend of making big announcements related to telecom. Jio, which was launched in 2016, has taken the Indian mobile telephone market by storm. Jio's attractive offers, or outrageous if you're the competition, forced massive price revisions by rival companies. The newcomer made a profit of approximately 510 crore rupees for the fourth quarter. It had logged a profit of 504 crore rupees in the October to December quarter. In today's meeting, Ambani noted that Reliance Industries is India's greatest payer of GST, excise and customs duty, as well as income tax. He claimed Reliance Jio has doubled its customer base in less than 2 years to 215 million users, a feat he said no technology company has been able to achieve anywhere in the world. Voice usage data shows that Reliance Jio clocks 530 crore minutes per day. Mukesh Ambani made another announcement that could well trigger another price war: the commercial launch of Jio GigaFiber. This is RIL's fiber-based broadband connectivity on which the company made an investment of 2,50,000 crore rupees. Isha Ambani, daughter of the chairman, summed it up thus: "Gone are the days of Mbps, now it will be about Gbps. What's more, RIL is calling this FTTH, or fiber to the home. In simpler terms, your fiber internet connection reaches only till the premises, after which copper cables are used for the last stretch of the connection. This affects your connection speed. RIL claims it will provide fiber all the way to your individual building. Reliance will make its GigaFiber service available in 1,100 cities and towns across the country and will be adding new users starting the 15th of August. If you're one for beta testing such a network, well, Reliance is currently running beta trials on tens of thousands of homes for the Jio GigaFiber. If you want to sign up, head over to jio.com. Not surprisingly, Dalal Street saw some heartburn as shares of cable TV service providers fell when Reliance announced the launch of Jio GigaFiber. Bloomberg noted that Hathway Cable fell 4.13%, Den Networks went down 5.4%, and City Networks was down 2.9%. And that's not all regarding data. Looks like Reliance is betting big on data consumption. Mukesh Ambani shared that data usage increased to 240 crore GB per month from 125 crore. Video consumption increased to 340 crore hours per month from 165 crore hours per month. The other marquee announcement today was the Jio Phone 2. The new phone will be higher end compared to last year's Jio phone. It will feature horizontal screen viewing and a QWERTY keypad. The phone will cost 2,999 rupees and will also feature Facebook, YouTube and WhatsApp. Existing Jio users, who now number around 25 million, can upgrade to the new phone by paying just 501 rupees. Mukesh Ambani added, and I quote, "All these initiatives will enhance our capabilities and competencies, making us future ready as we transition from a cyclical business to an annuity business." With the showpieces in the carnival done, the AGM moved to other RIL businesses like retail, entertainment and hydrocarbon. Speaking about Reliance Retail, the group's chairman said, "Reliance Market has been creating value for small merchants. Over 350 million footfalls were received by 7,500 Reliance Retail stores over the last year, and more than 4,000 new stores were launched last year." He claimed Reliance Trends is the largest apparel seller in India, while the ubiquitous Reliance Digital has become the largest retailer of electronics and digital products in India. He also spoke about leveraging Jio's success to help grow Reliance's retail business. The Bharat India Jodo program is expected to integrate Reliance Retail with Reliance Jio. Ambani said, and I quote, "We see the maximum scope in creating a unique online-to-offline platform. This will be done by combining the resources of Reliance Retail and Jio's digital infrastructure," unquote. He also added that Jio has enabled the company reinvent itself as a tech platform. These, he said, have become the new age factories. The hybrid model, it is claimed, will offer value for money to consumers and integrate pharmacies, small groceries, etc. Moving to the entertainment sector, Mr. Ambani said Reliance Industries now runs one of the country's largest media and entertainment networks. 1 in 5 internet users in India are on Network 18's websites and 1 in 2 people watch its TV channels. He added that it is the partner of choice for any foreign media company operating in India. Ambani also said digital tools will predict and anticipate customer needs. And finally, speaking about RIL's hydrocarbon and refinery businesses, the chairman said the group has commissioned the largest paraxylene complex in the world with a capacity of 4.2 million metric tons. Reliance is the second largest paraxylene producer in the world, and Jamnagar in Gujarat is its largest facility. Speaking about the year ahead, Ambani said RIL is committed to becoming one of the largest recyclers of plastic and polymers, for instance, PET bottles. Another big move the RIL is looking at is the commissioning of the world's largest coke gasification project. This is geared towards eliminating its dependence on imported natural gas. He also spoke about the RIL-BP joint venture seeking opportunities to market gas in India. The company has set itself a target to begin gas production by 2020 and reach full production of 30 to 35 MMSCMD gas production in India by 2022.
Editor's pick of the day. Reliance's 41st Annual General Meeting.
A Money Control exclusive.
The impact of Reliance's 41st AGM remains to be seen, but as of now, Bloomberg reports that shares of the company erased gains and fell 0.98% to 980.40 rupees after the shareholders' meet ended and at the time of my telling you this. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Reliance Industries Limited is the sole beneficiary of Independent Media Trust, which controls Network 18 Media and Investments Limited.
Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.